告诉海外听众一个好消息，潘吉珍妮告诉你已经入驻海外 Podcast App Himalaya。在这个 App 里，潘吉珍妮告诉你更新时间为美国东部时区早晨，你可以零时差收听我们的节目了。Himalaya App 可以在 Google Play 商店和 App Store 免费下载 HIMALAYA Himalaya， 快去试一试吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
But today we have some sad news.
This is sad Adam.
对啊，我觉得怎么会呢？就我们亚洲最大的两对明星分手离婚了。
That's right. So today we are talking about celebrity couples and their celebrity breakups.
是的，很 juicy. Anyway, today we're not paparazzi, 我们又不是狗仔队，对吧？我们不是讲那些 gossip 八卦，我们今天就跟大家分享一些 because you know people...They get together and then they might break up. The relationship might not work.
That's right, for lots of reasons. Actually, I kind of do want to put on a paparazzi voice, if I could. Today, I'm going to talk like this.
你觉得狗仔都是澳洲人吗？
Yeah.
没有啊，美国不是一个很大的 TMZ 是吧？
Oh, that's right.
爆料的 right. 好，那我们先来说说这两对亚洲的超级明星啊 ，so they are celebrities,and more importantly, they were celebrity couples.
Right.
啊，这一对 couple， 英语里面我们不会 abbreviate 成 CP 啊，就是 couple.
It's true. If you say CP to a native speaker, it's confusing.
他们不知道是什么。
Right.
好，明星伴侣啊，就是 celebrity couples。有一对你是知道的是吧？中国的那一对。
I do. I only know it because our listeners were writing about it in the comment section.
我们开言的用户学课，然后实在被这个新闻太震到了，然后在课程留言里分享，就是范冰冰和李晨，然后还有一对你知道吗？是 they're from Korea.
Korean ones. Yeah, I think the Korean ones were the one they were talking about mostly.
因为他们那个消息 the news came out first.
Right.
After 12 hours, it's like, what?
All I know is they both have the same last name.
对，都姓宋。
Okay.
They were in a super popular TV drama before.
Oh.
TV series.
Were they a CP in that drama?
Yes.
Oh.
但好像他们 when they were filming, they were not a couple.
Oh.
But,probably the work brought them together.
Tale as old as time.
然后范冰冰和李晨也是范冰冰 has gone through a lot of ups and downs in her personal life recently. 然后现在这个 relationship 也是 it ended in a breakup. 那宋仲基和宋慧乔他们是离婚，离婚的英语是
That is divorce.
那他们离婚了可以怎么说呢
They got divorced.
Oh, they got.
That's the most common way. I mean, you can also say they went through a divorce. You often go through very bad times, very uncomfortable times.
是像 breakup 也可以说 to go through. I'm going through a breakup right now.
Right, exactly. But with divorce and also its cousin marriage, you always just say get married, get divorced.
Divorced, okay. 好，那分手我们大家应该知道是 breakup. Breakup 是既可以做动词又可以做名词。
That's right. You can say break up with someone or you can say,I'm going through a breakup.
你说 break up with someone, 就比如范冰冰 broke up with 李晨。但这个让人听了就好像是前面的那个人 ask for the breakup.
Right, that's true. So that's why you can often just say so-and-so and so-and-so broke up.
对，就我们也不知道是谁提出的啊、what happened, because relationships are complicated.、Only the two people can know what's going on.
Sometimes only one of them knows.
Sometimes, none of them.
Yeah, none of them know.
好，而且范冰冰和李晨 they were actually engaged.
Oh, okay, so they didn't just break up. They also broke off their engagement.
哦，这有一点搞，就是说，因为李晨 he proposed and she said yes, and now they broke up. 所以像 Adam 说的，这个情况底下，我们要说 to break off 一个 engagement.
Right, exactly. So it could be the engagement more often than not, it is their engagement.
Oh, okay. 好，总之呢，这些分分合合，哦，分分分分。
Right, right, right. Well, you never know. Wait till next week and they might come back.
Maybe. 这个我学到英语里还有一个挺酷的词，是吧？叫 decoupling。
Yeah, decoupling, or even more recently, uncoupling has...
Oh, 现在都用 un 了。
Well, a lot of words, they can be de, they can be un.
Couple 我们都知道意思了，然后英语前缀，如果你看到 de 或者 un, 它就是 not
怎
么怎么样。
Right, the opposite, or just going through the process of...destroying it or taking it down.
所以以前是 couple, 现在不是的。你可以说 they decoupled or they are decoupling.
I mean, you can say it. Will people say it? That's a greater question. With
Gwyneth
Paltrow and Chris Martin from Coldplay, that was called conscious uncoupling.
Oh.
And so that everybody laughed at that.
对，因为就是人家就觉得，哎，你们这个说法太装了吧
？Exactly.
So pretentious, right?
Exactly.
好 ，nonetheless, those are also words you might encounter.
Yes. Yes.
然后对于明星来说可能更难的是他们这些分手啊 you know, divorce, breakups, 还要在公众就众目睽睽之下。
Oh, so it's in the public eye. Yeah, so everybody's watching.
对对对。
Yeah.
所以 in the public eye.
Right, we often even say under a microscope.Just like in a laboratory.
在显微镜底下是吧、而且他们又都是 celebrities, 还是要 you know, keep it civil, 维持形象。
Keep it amicable.
啊对。现在我们来看看这个形容词就是形容两个人比较友好和平的分手或者离婚、叫 an amicable breakup、
right.
or divorce.
Amicable divorce. Great word, amicable, fun to say.
Amicable, 因为是拉丁语 amicus 是朋友 friend 的意思是吧
in French it's ami the same A-M-I
但我觉得这个词 amicable it means friendly、
yep.
但是只有在离婚和分手的时候会用到吧
not so friendly I mean it's great I mean divorces happen all the time、it is great when they can be amicable but more often than not they are ugly
啊所以首先那个我们说和平分手啊中文英语不会说 it's a peaceful breakup or divorce
I mean you could say it I don't think that would be wrong to say it it's just that amicable is the word we often use、and there's another A word actually that we often use for the opposite which means kind of the same thing as ugly in this sense which is acrimonious
好难的一个词、哦、
it is but those are the words that often get both A words both long amicableOr acrimonious.
Acrimonious.
Yeah.
我现在感觉自己在用背单词的 app, 所有 A 的单词
Right.
Amicable,、oh, acrimonious.
Acrimonious, adorable.
好的 OK, amicable or ugly?
Yeah, ugly,、I mean, you could stick to ugly, that's fine.
好那一段这个关系不管是谈恋爱还是结婚肯定里面有高有低是吧、有起有落、然后英文里面也有很多简单的这种对应的说法
That's right, like ups and downs, for example
就高高低低、
Yeah, you go through all the ups and downs
哦，所以 go through 除了我们前面说的什么 divorce 啊 breakup 还可以就来搭配 ups and downs
Right, because, you know, I mean, we don't often say go through the ups because ups usually are very pleasant but don't forget that ups here is coupled it is a couple with downs
是那除了 ups and downs 然后还有
highs and lows
哦，后面都要加 s 吗
yep
OK 还有一个 thick and thin
through thick and thin、right?
但这个后面不能加 s
yeah
not,
there's
not
no,
thicks
there's thicks and thins yeah through thick and thin so What is thick here? What is thin? I'm guessing it's your wallet.
It
doesn't necessarily have to be your wallet, but I do remember thinking about this when I was a kid. Like, what is thick? Like, my legs are thick, now they're thin. But I think that's what it means. Times are good and times are bad.
厚和薄啊。那 就是说两个人我们一起经历了很多就可以说 we've been through thick and thin, we've been through ups and downs、
yep.
嘛
absolutely, absolutely.、Mm. And、for these expressions, they don't necessarily have to be only used for romantic partners. This could be your business partner or even your schoolmates,、mm. right? You've been through thick and thin together.
Are your co-hosts?
Your co-hosts, we've been through thick and thin.
你不觉得吗？我们以前最早录音的那个环境多么的艰苦。
Uh-huh.
然后就现在我们终于有了一个，我觉得 this is our, yeah, probably the best studio we've ever had.
It's pretty nice, it's pretty、yeah. thick, thick walls.
We've definitely been through thick and thin. 好。你刚刚讲了这么多对应的概念，让我想到结婚的时候那个 wedding vows。
Mm.
婚礼的婚姻誓言
Right
然后里面就有很多这个什么 better or worse
Right Do you take this man to be your husband For better or for worse、mm. For richer or for poorer、
嗯、
In sickness and in health
就疾病和健康、mm-hmm. 啊、然后最重要的一个 part 因为是结婚誓言所以他会说 Forever
Right Forever and ever.
ever 对好那当然 break up with divorce, it's not, probably not the end of the world, even、mm. though they really suck, you
yeah,
know, they really are awful,、
mm-hmm.
但很多人还是 you know, you survive it.
Right, I mean, anything that you go through, you can survive.
What doesn't kill you make you stronger?
Wow, I didn't know Kelly Clarkson was my co-host.
那个歌很好听
Or is it Pink? I don't remember.
好像是 Pink.
Pink, yeah, okay.
Yeah. 好那所以是可以说 we survived or I survived a breakup?
Mm-hmm, yep.Yeah, survived a bad breakup, survived a divorce.
Survive 一个意思是生存，对吧？他这意思就活下来了。
Right.
虽然很难啊，很艰难。
Yeah, you keep going.
对，然后有的时候他也可以说 ，if you say we survived a breakup or a divorce.
Hmm.
这个好像就 imply then we managed to stay friends.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, so that's the impression that I would get.
Okay. Do you think you can remain or stay friends after a breakup?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, 就是举例 asking. Adam, 一问我让我很心虚。
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's possible. It is possible. It depends on the person. There is obviously a lot of uglinessThere can be a lot of ugliness, but、I tend to believe that people are good or at least capable of being good, so...
Okay. Oh, 还有现在常说的是就翻篇了。
Oh.
是它是以前的事情以前的你的 ex, 就不要再老去 obsess over it.
Well, I guess, yeah, it's you just get over it.
Oh, 对就比较像 get over, you know, I got over him or her, I got、yeah. over the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.、Mm. And then it just becomes water under the bridge.
今天都是歌好那最后呢还是我看好多公众号说哎呀这两对金童玉女都不在一起了你还我们还能相信爱情吗 Can we still believe in love?
A song You believe in love after love
Do you believe in love at first sight? 一见钟情、
uh-huh.
啊我就觉得这问题怎么回答吗 Do you believe in love?
Actually, I think we because we had a lesson on this not too long ago, and we had some really awesome comments from all of our listeners, you know, some of whom are very romantic people, some of whom are very scientific people,、
mm-hmm.
And some of whom have been through breakups and divorces, right?、Mm. So a lot of really cool answers to this very old question.
Well, do you believe in love?
I sure do.
我也是。
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, a relationship is different from yeah, love,
it's
对吧?
It's a partnership. You know, you could ask me, Adam, do you believe in partnerships?
Do you believe in air?
Do you believe in the sun?
对,就很空洞的问题。你实际就落地到一个跟一个人要生活在一起,或者,对吧,两个人开始一段关系,就光是爱是不够的,还有很多其他的 many other complicating factors.
Right. Absolutely.
嗯,好的,那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。最后我们问大家 ,do you believe in love?
You believe in love!
OK, 但我必须要说我是很 shock, 特别是那个双宋 宋慧乔和宋仲基。
嗯。
而且我发现真的 time flies,
because my first reaction was, didn't they just get married like 5 months ago?
Then
I read the 八卦的 gossip article, 然后说他们结婚已经两年了。
Oh, wow.
天哪, it really just literally feels like it was yesterday.
Wow.
好, 那 anyway, just cherish 眼前的这个人吧, right? Cherish who you have and what you have. 我们今天的节目就到这儿。那开言英语除了讲一些热门的有的时候偶尔有点八卦的话题以外呢我们最主要的这个主业还是为大家提供好的英语学习服务所以请大家下载开言英语的 APP 免费尝试一下我们的会员课程六个级别从低到中到高会循序渐进一步一步教你最地道实用的英语 OK, thank you for listening and keep believing in love We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys